Okay.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Is that okay? You ready to
Yes,
go?
perfect.
Yep.
Make
All
it
right.
happen. We'll get going. So, Yeah.
okay.
Okay.
Let me put the agenda up on screen here. I see Michael has joined us. He was away from his office though, so I'm going to run the meeting today. We want to call this meeting of Gateway at Sand Hollow PID number 1 to order. The meeting was previously noticed for 4 o'clock, and I just noticed I've got the old agenda up
Yes,
on.
that's okay.
That's all. It's all been updated and reposted. Previously noticed, we want to get started with a roll call. Tim, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, Tim Tippett, board member, present.
Brent Moser, board member, present.
David Sterling, board member, present.
Okay, and I'm Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Michael Jensen, Snow Jensen Reese.
Shelby, you still with us?
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, there you are.
Okay, sorry about that. Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Okay, thank you. And I know we've got Christy at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public there with you?
No.
Okay, and I don't see anyone additional on the Zoom call, so we will skip the public comment and move right on into the agenda. No consent items today, so we'll move into the action items. Two items today, both of which Shelby is going to help us cover. We're going to cover the second and third quarter financials and the tentative 2026 budget. So Shelby, I'll just leave it to you how you want to cover those, and then we can take the decisions together at the end, if that's okay.
Okay, yep, that works. I think, Matt, I just need you to stop sharing and then I'll pull the documents up on my side.
There you go.
Perfect. All right. So, board, I did send out both the June and the September financial statements. Since September would encompass the June activity as well, I'm planning to just run through the September financial statements, kind of all encompassing. So I'll start with the balance sheet. As of the end of the third quarter, total assets at the end of September were about 4.2 million. Just under 3.8 million was in the capital projects fund. Pretty much all of those funds are in the State Bank of Southern Utah escrow account. About 325,000 in the debt service fund, primarily sitting in the checking and UMB accounts, and then about 115,000 in the general fund, sitting in the checking account, and then recorded as a due from other funds from representing kind of administrative carve-out amounts due from the debt service fund. Total accounts payable at the end of September were about 27,000, and that brings total fund balances for all funds to just under 4.1 million. So moving forward to the general fund, this is the budget to actual comparison. There's been a small amount of interest income of about $1,200 through September. Expenses stand at about $43,000. Developer advances received to date were about $45,000. And then there was a transfer to other funds recorded of about $12,000, which really represents just kind of a shifting of funds between the general fund and capital projects fund for the banking fees that are incurred on that escrow account. Next page is the excuse me, the debt service fund. Revenues here about 107,000, primarily representing property taxes, as well as about 6,000 of interest income. And then capital projects fund is last. Interest about 155,000 through September. We have the $12,000 of banking fees there. Again, that's on the escrow account. And then just under 4 million or 3.9 million expended for capital outlay through September. So again, remaining funds available in the capital projects fund just under 3.8 million. Any questions on any of those, or do you want me to go into any further detail?
Clear to me.
Okay. I'll move into the 2026 budget. As a reminder, this is the tentative budget, so we can discuss any necessary changes here that we can make before we get to the public hearing next month. So I'll start here with the general fund, really focusing on that last column for the 2020.
Just dump it, the rest of that. Dump it.
Sorry, Brent, was that a question for us?
No, sorry.
Oh, no worries. Actually, I'll start here with the estimated 2025 column. I apologize. So we are proposing a budget amendment for 2025. Just some of the costs are running, kind of trending ahead of budget, both accounting and legal, just kind of with the level of effort for both CLA and the Snow Jensen teams in 2025. So we've accounted for kind of year-to-date costs there. And then with that transfer out to the Capital Projects Fund, which is really just to kind of cover those banking fees there, we will need a budget amendment. So we'll have the Snow Jensen team publish for that for the next meeting. Then 2026, estimating interest income on the funds available. We have a transfer in of about 54,000. So that represents the 2026 administrative carve out that's anticipated to come from the property tax collections. And then we've got 54,000 for appropriations, for accounting, legal, as well as that annual audit fee, and then estimated insurance costs as well.
Shelby, what's the developer advance column?
So those are, I believe, funds that have been received to date or kind of costs that the developer has paid directly for the administrative costs. I think maybe a lot of those expenses you're cutting the checks for from the developer standpoint.
Okay. So we could get reimbursed from the PID if there's funds available there for that?
Yeah. Yes, sir. So I do believe actually that there's, as of the end of September, I haven't seen activity since then, but there were funds in the checking account in the debt service fund that we should really consider the administrative carve out and just shift those into the general fund rather than moving those to UMB. So just want to confirm that there haven't been transfers out to UMB since September 30th. Think the majority of those would just remain in that checking account for administrative costs. So then, Tim, that would cover kind of current costs. And then to the extent there's funds kind of outside of that, we could consider a developer advance repayment.
Okay. I think some of the most recent payments, like to Matt's firm, have been coming out of that fund.
Okay, perfect.
Is that right, Brent?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect, yes. Okay. We've kind of gotten our arms around that, I think, more recently.
Okay. Well, we project that there would be funds available. And so for the final budget, we'll go ahead and slate in a developer advance repayment for the funds that we project to be available because there are advances received in prior years as well. So we'll kind of take a further look and put that in the 2025 budget and include that in the amendment.
Okay.
Great, great question. Okay. Next page is the debt service fund. 159,000 are the anticipated property taxes. So that's really 2025 property taxes that we shift to show into 2026, since those are when those funds would be available. Again, estimated interest income. And then on the expenditure side, first and foremost, we have the $54,000 transfer. So that's the 2026 administrative carve out that would go to the general fund. We have the 4,000 annual paying agent fees to UMB. And then since these are structured as cash flow bonds, we've just showed all remaining funds after that, reflected as a bond interest payment. So, Tim, once the 2025 tax collections come in, we'll coordinate with you, with the board, to make sure that necessary funds are then transferred to UMB, and then they would make a payment on March 1st of next year.
For interest?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
And then lastly is the Capital Projects Fund. Based on the expenses through September, we've estimated about $5 million through the end of the year. And then showing all remaining funds being spent in 2026. So based on that $5 million estimate, that would be about $2.7 million to then be spent in 2026. Any feedback or comments, questions on that?
No, I take your word for
Okay.
it.
These are just estimates. So, if this comes in a little bit lower and we have higher expenses in 2026, then we can always amend the 2026 budget at this time
Okay.
next year.
All
So.
right. Brent, can you see this form?
No, I can't see on my phone. I
Okay.
don't.
That's what I was afraid of. Okay. Well,
But it sounds right too.
it does, right. Okay.
Okay.
David, can you see it?
Yes, I can, and that looks good.
Okay. All right. These were not up, these were not upside down, right, Shelby?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, again, we'll make the change to the general fund for a potential developer advance repayment. But otherwise plan to kind of leave things as is for the public hearing next month.
Good.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Shelby. I'm
Yeah.
going to put the agenda back up here. So we have two action items that we need to take action on related to the presentation Shelby's just made. The first is that we need the board to consider accepting the second and third quarter financial statements as presented. Can we get a motion on that?
Yeah, so move.
I'll second.
Sure.
Okay, that was a motion by Tim and a second by Dave. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, that's unanimous. The second item that we need is to consider approval of the tentative 2026 budget. And along with this, we'll be scheduling the public hearing for, I believe it was December 18th is when we have the meeting currently scheduled. December 18th at 3 p.m. we'll have the public hearing and the approval of the final budget. So, do we have a motion to approve the tentative 2026 budget?
So
I
move.
make a motion.
Oops.
Nope.
Second.
Tim beat you to it, Brent. So we'll give you the second.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All
Okay.
in.
All right. Aye.
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 All right. Thank you. That's also unanimous. That is all we have on the agenda today. Board, anything else?
Brad, I have a question. Yeah. Are we doing the making the 4.5 uniform across the board? Were we supposed to have that come across or no? Or
Yeah.
that next month or
The millage rate.
yeah. So
yeah.
that's going to be approved in conjunction with your final 2026 budget. You'll approve a
Oh, okay.
resolution which includes the increased rate up to the 4.5.
So we'll do that on the 18th, then, Matt.
That'll be on December 18th. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Yeah, and I'll have that part of the resolution so that we'll see it. And then Shelby, I don't know if you want to put in that additional mill levy amount or if we just want to do a budget amendment later in the year, but I'll include that as part of the budget resolution, Brent.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Matt, the last thing I need is Brent. As soon as you can get me those developer updates for the quarterly report so I can get it filed, the sooner the better.
Okay. I do believe Amber has those. She just wanted me to review it. I think they're
Okay.
done, so I'll get in there on Monday, Tuesday and get that over to you.
Okay, it's going to be technically late after Tuesday. I mean, we're late
Okay,
already,
I'll
but
get in there on Monday.
yeah,
Yeah,
I've
I'll
got
get
to
in there
have
on
it
Monday.
Monday or this weekend.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You
Okay.
bet.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you
Hey,
coming on.
hey.
Yeah,
Thank
thanks
you.
all. Have a great weekend.
Let's see. Sorry, we do need a motion to adjourn.
I was going to say, is that an adjournment, Matt?
Or you'll have to do it.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Thanks. That was a motion by Brent, second by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Everyone.